In New Jersey, Democratic Governor Phil Murphy says he will sign a bill approved by state lawmakers this week that would allow people to seek medical help in dying. That would make New Jersey the 8th state with a physician-assisted suicide law. And now lawmakers in the state that pioneered the concept, Oregon, are considering whether to expand it there. Chris Lehman of member station KLCC reports.
Meet Bruce Yelley. He's a 65-year-old retired construction worker who lives in Florence, Oregon. And someday, not yet, but someday, he wants to be able to take his own life.
I want the comfort of knowing I don't have to have an ugly ending of life. Just the comfort of knowing I can have medical aid in dying when my life becomes unbearable.
7 years ago, Yelley was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He still gets around reasonably well, but knowing that Parkinson's can lead to dementia, Yelley is planning ahead while he still can. In fact, Yelley and his wife moved here so that he could take advantage of Oregon's Death with Dignity Act. The act allows mentally competent but terminally ill people to get a prescription for drugs that will end their life. The problem for Yelley? The law requires a diagnosis of less than 6 months to live, but Parkinson's patients like Yelley can live for years, even as their quality of life and mental capacities deteriorate. Yelley's afraid he won't qualify to use the law, even when he no longer has the will to live.
I don't want to have someone have to do my toileting, my personal things for me. I don't want to have 24-hour watching. Don't want that. Don't want to not recognize my others.
Several bills in Oregon's capital this year would loosen the criteria for who can qualify to use the Death with Dignity Act. At least two of them would remove the time limit entirely and only require that the disease will, at some point in the future, be the cause of the patient's death. As the conversations continue at the state capitol, Bruce Yelley is traveling the state trying to drum up support. One of his stops, a retirement home in Lincoln City, Oregon.
You have to have two doctors.
One of the audience members, 93-year-old Frank Signer. He said Yelley's presentation hit home.
I can tell my mind is really going down now as far as memory thinking and doing things and rapidly, and I'm just figure I'm going into Alzheimer's probably sometime in the future soon. And
Signer says he's worried that he'll live for years without recognizing anyone and needing help for every basic task. He'd support a change to the Death with Dignity law so that he could get help in ending his life in the early stages of a terminal diagnosis.
It's my life. Why can't I have some say-so?
But the efforts to expand the eligibility criteria for the law are running into opposition.
We currently support the Death with Dignity Act as it is.
That's Matt Whitaker with Compassion and Choices, the Portland-based nonprofit grew out of the original efforts that led to Oregon voters approving the Death with Dignity Act in 1994. But Whitaker says Compassion and Choices is not behind the effort to drop the requirement for a six-month diagnosis. He says his group prefers lawmakers focus their efforts on making sure people who are already eligible to use the law can actually do so.
There are people in Oregon currently who meet the criteria of the law as it's written who are not able to access it, either because of some of the administrative requirements or because of lack of education in the state about the law or because of the fact that they receive their health care at a place where physicians are not allowed to participate.
Ironically, another group that opposes the law's expansion is Oregon Right to Life. The advocacy group is best known for its anti-abortion stance, but it also fought to block the Death with Dignity Act from taking effect 2 decades ago. Oregon Right to Life director Lois Anderson says the group still opposes the law, even as it fights to essentially keep it intact.
It's a weird position for us to be in to say, hey, let's let the law work the way it's working and not expand it, because we oppose assisted suicide. But we certainly don't want to be in a position where we're not saying anything about these expansions.
Oregon was the first state in the nation to allow people to receive medication from their doctor for the purpose of ending their own life. Now, 6 other states and the District of Columbia have some form of the law, and it's legal in Montana due to a court ruling. Back in Lincoln City, Oregon, Bruce Yelley isn't sure whether there's enough support at the state capitol this year to pass any of the bills expanding the Death with Dignity law. But for Yelley, time is running out. Several times during our interview, his voice trailed off and he said he forgot the question. Parkinson's moments, he called them. He's worried that his brain will give up long before his body does.
I'm a big boy. I see what they're going to do if I get aggressive. They're going to drug me up and tie me down. I've seen that. That's how they treat people that are aggressive in memory care. I don't want to take that chance that I'm going to be there.
And with that, Yelley packs up his materials. He and his wife are hitting the road again in search of another audience that will listen to him make the case that it should be easier to get a prescription to end your own life in Oregon. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Lehman.